Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a time you helped someone achieve their goal. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences and interactions. One common topic is describing a time when you helped someone achieve a personal goal. This article will provide you with strategies and sample answers to excel in this task, focusing on the key aspects that examiners look for. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what the examiner is looking for when asking you to describe a time you helped someone achieve a personal goal. They want to assess your ability to recall and describe a specific experience, express your thoughts and feelings about the situation, use appropriate vocabulary and grammar, speak fluently and coherently. Now, let's break down the task into the three parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions related to helping others or personal goals. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you often help others achieve their goals? A. Absolutely. I believe in the power of support and collaboration. Whenever I can, I try to lend a hand to friends, family, or even colleagues who are working towards their personal objectives. It could be something as simple as offering encouragement, or as involved as providing practical assistance. I find it incredibly rewarding to be part of someone else's journey towards success. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you helped someone achieve a personal goal. You should say who you helped, what their goal was, how you helped them, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I helped my younger sister achieve her goal of improving her English speaking skills. She was preparing for an important presentation at school and wanted to boost her confidence in speaking English fluently. To help her, I spent several evenings practicing with her. We would go through her presentation together, and I would give her feedback on her pronunciation and sentence structure. I also encouraged her to watch English movies and TV shows to improve her listening skills and pick up natural expressions. It was a rewarding experience for me. Seeing her progress day by day was really satisfying. When she finally gave her presentation and received positive feedback from her teacher, I felt proud of her achievement and happy that I could contribute to her success. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount a particularly memorable instance when I had the opportunity to assist my colleague Sarah in achieving her long-standing ambition of securing a promotion to a managerial position. Sarah had been with the company for several years and was exceptionally skilled in her current role, but she lacked the confidence to put herself forward for higher positions. Recognizing her potential, I took it upon myself to mentor her through the process. We began by meticulously analyzing the job requirements and identifying areas where Sarah could enhance her skill set. I helped her craft a compelling personal development plan, which included taking on additional responsibilities in our current projects to demonstrate her leadership capabilities. Moreover, I arranged mock interviews with other managers to help Sarah refine her communication skills and articulate her vision for the department. Throughout this journey, I provided constant encouragement and constructive feedback, helping her to overcome her self-doubt and recognize her own potential. The experience was immensely gratifying on multiple levels. Witnessing Sarah's transformation from a hesitant team member to a confident leader was truly inspiring. When she ultimately secured the promotion, I felt an overwhelming sense of pride and fulfillment. This experience reinforced my belief in the power of mentorship and the profound impact we can have on others' lives when we invest our time and energy in their growth. Follow-up questions. How did helping this person affect your relationship with them? Helping my sister definitely brought us closer. We spent more time together, and I got to know her better. It made our relationship stronger and more supportive. A9. The experience of mentoring Sarah had a profound impact on our professional relationship. It fostered a deeper mutual respect and trust between us. Our collaboration transcended the typical colleague dynamic, evolving into a more meaningful partnership based on shared growth and achievement. This experience laid the foundation for a long-lasting professional bond that continues to enrich our work environment. Do you think it's important to help others achieve their goals? Why or why not? Yes, I believe it's very important. When we help others, we create a positive environment where people support each other. It makes the community stronger, and everyone benefits from the success of others. Band 8-9. Unequivocally, I believe that assisting others in achieving their goals is of paramount importance in both personal and professional spheres. This practice fosters a culture of collaboration and mutual support, which is instrumental in creating a thriving community or workplace. Moreover, the act of helping others often leads to reciprocal benefits. It enhances our own skills, broadens our perspectives, and cultivates empathy. In essence, by contributing to others' success, we inadvertently pave the way for our own growth and fulfillment. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Q. What are some challenges people face when trying to achieve their personal goals? A. Band 6-7. People often face several challenges when working towards their goals. Time management can be a big issue, especially if they're balancing work or studies with their personal objectives. Another common challenge is staying motivated, particularly when progress seems slow. Sometimes, a lack of resources or support can also make it difficult to achieve goals. And 8-9. The pursuit of personal goals often presents a multitude of challenges. Foremost among these is the struggle with self-discipline and consistency. Many individuals grapple with maintaining focus and motivation over extended periods, especially when faced with setbacks or slow progress. Additionally, the fear of failure can be paralyzing, causing people to procrastinate or abandon their aspirations altogether. External factors such as financial constraints, time limitations, or lack of social support can also pose significant obstacles. Moreover, in today's fast-paced world, the constant barrage of distractions and competing priorities can make it exceedingly difficult to dedicate sufficient time and energy to personal development goals. How can society encourage people to help others more? 7. Society can encourage people to help others in various ways. Schools could include more community service activities in their curriculum. Companies could offer incentives for employees who volunteer or mentor others. The media could also play a role by highlighting stories of people helping others, which could inspire more people to do the same. 8-9. Encouraging a more altruistic society requires a multifaceted approach. At the grassroots level, educational institutions could integrate community service and social responsibility into their curricula, instilling these values from a young age. In the professional sphere, organizations could implement recognition programs that celebrate acts of kindness and mentorship, thus creating a culture that values and rewards helping behaviors. Governments could offer tax incentives for charitable activities or provide grants to organizations that facilitate community support. Moreover, leveraging the power of media and technology to spotlight inspirational stories of assistance and collaboration could catalyze a societal shift towards greater empathy and support. Ultimately, fostering a collective mindset that views helping others as a fundamental aspect of personal and societal growth is key to encouraging more widespread altruistic behavior. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your responses. Long-standing ambition. Noun phrase, a goal or desire that someone has had for a long time. Example, becoming a published author was her long-standing ambition. Take it upon oneself, phrasal verb, to decide to do something without being asked. Example, he took it upon himself to organize the office charity event. Meticulously, met adverb, in a way that shows great attention to detail. Example, we meticulously planned each step of the project. Craft verb, to make or construct something skillfully. Example, she crafted a compelling argument for her proposal. Articulate verb, to express thoughts or feelings fluently and coherently. Example, the speaker articulated his ideas clearly and persuasively. Profound impact, noun phrase, a very significant or deep effect. Example, the experience had a profound impact on his worldview. Foster, fusta, verb, to encourage the development of something. Example, good leaders foster an environment of trust and collaboration. Transcend, transcend, verb, to go beyond the usual limits of something. Example, their friendship transcended cultural and linguistic barriers. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a time you helped someone achieve a personal goal, consider the following tips. Be specific. Provide concrete details about the situation, the person you helped, and the actions you took. Use a variety of tenses. Incorporate past, present, and future tenses as appropriate to add depth to your narrative. Show reflection. Discuss how the experience affected you and what you learned from it. Employ advanced vocabulary. Use sophisticated words and phrases, but ensure you use them correctly and naturally. Practice coherence. Organize your thoughts logically and use linking words to connect your ideas smoothly. Demonstrate fluency. Aim to speak at a natural pace without long pauses or hesitations. Express emotions. Describe how you felt during different stages of the experience to add authenticity to your account. By following these strategies and incorporating the provided vocabulary and phrases, you'll be well equipped to tackle this common IELTS speaking topic and achieve a high score. For more guidance on IELTS speaking topics, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a time when you helped someone overcome a challenge. Describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue your goals. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice and preparation. Good luck with your IELTS journey.